Burma pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi was freed today, allowing her to greet supporters after 7 years of house arrest. The Nobel Peace Prize winner has been in detention for 15 of the past 21 years because of her opposition to 48 years of military rule. Her release comes just a week after the first election in 20 years, which was won by an army-backed party but criticised by the international community for being neither free nor fair. We spoke to Benedict Rogers, Christian Solidarity Worldwide's East Asian team leader and author of Than Shwe, Unmasking Burma's Tyrant, about the significance of today's events.
Well, obviously it's very welcome news. We've campaigned for her release for many years, as have many other people. And so, of course, we welcome her release. And I think it will be a very significant moment for the people of Burma. But I think it's important to stress that her release alone is no measure of progress or change in Burma. And we're calling for the release of all other political prisoners, more than 2,100, an end to the offensives against the ethnic minorities, and the beginning of a meaningful dialogue between the regime, Aung San Suu Kyi, and the ethnic groups. And I think if that happens, then that will be a real sign of change. But of course, her release today is good news for her and indeed for the democracy movement and the people of Burma.
Of course, her release comes just a week after elections in Burma. Do you think that whatever new government, of course it will be a regime government, will be better suited to transition to a better society in the country?
On the basis of the sham elections last weekend and the new constitution that will be enforced, I would say no, not at all. The new regime is really not a new regime at all. It's effectively the old regime with just a change of clothing from military uniform to civilian suits. Now, of course, with the release of Aung San Suu Kyi today, we don't know what's going to happen next and whether the opening could come for a meaningful dialogue and a genuine process of change. But on the basis of last weekend's elections alone, I don't believe there will be any change whatsoever.
This is not the first time she's been released from arrest, either in prison or under house arrest. Do you think that the government's going to allow her to be free for an extended period of time?
Well, that certainly remains to be seen, and the past track record does not fill one with a lot of hope for that. And, of course, Aung San Suu Kyi is someone who is very courageously committed to the principles of democracy and freedom. So she, I'm sure, will want to be able to travel around the country to meet people, to get an understanding of the situation in the country today, and that may well frighten the regime. And I wouldn't be surprised if it was not too long before she came under restrictions again, or possibly even was rearrested. I obviously hope that will not happen. And it's not clear, as far as I can tell today, what exactly the terms of her release are, and whether there are any restrictions on her movement, but no doubt she will want to be unrestricted, and that could lead to a clash with the regime unless there's some significant change and a meaningful dialogue.